Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date's November 4th, 1954, and the title is Dynamite in Gorge. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Dynamite in the Gorge. As rival railroads went west through the various states and territories, many were the laws and regulations with which they had to comply. Some of these laws fanned rivalry to white-hot heat. As, for example, the one that gave the first railroad to reach the gorge in the town of Canyon City the right of way. Since the alternative meant building around or tunneling through the mountains, each road intended to be first. As our story opens, five hard-faced men, heavily armed, are riding into Canyon City.
Kenzie said to meet him in front of the store, didn't he?
That's right, Dublin.
And that must be him by the hitch rail. Oh. You're Kenzie?
I am. And you're Mickey Dublin?
Yeah. You might as well risk your horses, boys. Kenzie and I are going to do some talking. We're here, Kenzie. What's the job?
The job is to stop construction work on the railroad that's nearest the gorge.
Meaning you want the other railroad to get to the gorge first.
Exactly. The other road's about 3 miles northeast of the gorge, while this one's only about a mile to the east.
Dynamite to do it.
Now look, Devlin, I'm hiring you and your men. Understand? That means I'll tell you what to do.
All right, I'm listening.
I'm under orders not to use dynamite, except as a last resort. Dynamite would implicate the other road too much. They want this to seem merely like a fight between the men themselves.
So what do we do?
Well, there's a youngster named Denny, Jim Denny, who's got that first construction gang working their heads off for him. That's why they're so far ahead of the other road. Just because Denny's got them working every daylight hour.
We'll stop him mighty quick, Kenzie.
You'll stop him when I say so. Not before. After we finish talking, we'll go to the cafe. His sister works there, and maybe we can suggest that she persuade him to leave the job.
The agreement was me and the boys get half our money now, and the other half when the job's done.
You'll get half your money tomorrow morning.
Wait a minute, Kenzie. You're a lawyer, ain't you?
That's right.
You're a pretty smooth one, they say. Also, they say that you can be a mighty wild and reckless hombre when you want to be. But me and these boys don't stand for no fooling around.
All right. My office is up over the store there, Devlin. Come up and I'll make the first settlement now. Then we'll go to work.
Canyon City looks just about the same, Cisco.
See, it does from the west as we rode in, but you'll find many changes to the east, Pancho.
No railroad, no?
Two of them, from what I hear.
And they're the old locomotives.
We do not have to think about the railroads, amigo.
No.
We are here to call upon Senor Jim Denny and his sister, Senorita Marion.
Huh?
To see how they are doing with the rancho.
Rancho to the south of the town, Cisco, huh?
See, but since it is late in the day, we will stop at the cafe first and have our supper.
Ah, bueno.
Then we will ride on to the rancho.
Oh,
devil.
Oh, look. Is this the same cafe, Cisco?
I do not wonder you ask, Pancho. It's been cleaned and painted. Yeah, it looks like a different place.
You must got a new owner, no?
Probably.
Well, for goodness sake, sit going, Pancho.
Senorita Marian.
Buenas tardes, Senorita Marian.
What are you doing in here with that apron on?
Oh, Jim and I own this cafe now.
Oh, I see.
That's why it look better.
We sold the ranch and bought this place. I run the cafe, and Jim's construction boss on the Western Lines Railroad. We have to make all the money we can to pay for the cafe in full.
Well, of course. Well, with that in mind, Pancho and I will order a large meal.
Pancho, order a double meal, senorita.
Not that.
Oh, you don't need to do that, Pancho. You're both my guests
anyway.
Oh,
but please, senorita.
I won't have it any other way. Oh, but Cisco, before you sit down, I wish you'd take a look over by the store and see if you know any of those men.
Oh, of course.
Pancho, take a look, too.
Those hombres standing by the hitch rail, you mean?
Yes,
See, I know two of them. The tall one with the red kerchief is Mickey Devlin. The short one by his side is called Eddie Montana.
The bad hombre, senorita.
Yes, and that Reese Kenzie is just as bad in his way.
Ooh.
He has some connection with the other railroad. I don't know just what it is, but... Oh, well, I'm probably worrying about nothing. Sit down, Cisco and Pancho, and I'll bring you the bill of fare from the kitchen.
Those hombres are looking over this way, Pancho.
That Mickey Devlin hombre mean trouble, Cisco.
Always. So does Eddie Montana.
Uh-huh.
Let us take a corner table, amigo.
Yeah, the corner over there. Oh, that's right.
Senorita may have a great deal to worry about. I do not know why those hombres are here in town, but I do know they are killers, paid killers.
Bad killers.
So let us keep our wits about us every second, Pancho. Before this night is over, I think there will be gunplay.
Now we'll see what young Denny's sister has to say.
You can do the talking, Kenzie. Say, whose horses are them at the cafe hitch rail?
I don't know. Nice horses, though.
That big one looks like the Cisco kid's horse. Looks like his saddle and gear, too.
What's the difference if it is the Cisco kid?
The difference is we better find out mighty quick what Cisco's doing here in this town.
One thing at a time, Devlin. Come on, let's go in.
Yeah, it's Cisco, Kenzie. Him and his partner are over there in the corner eating.
Never mind them. Miss Marion, may I have a word with you, please?
What do you want?
What time will your brother get here?
He gets off work in an hour. He'll be here in about an hour and a half. Why?
Just this, Miss Marion. Tell him he'd better take a vacation from that job.
What do you mean?
I mean just that. And the more men who decide to take a vacation with him, the better for them.
And just in case there's any hombres around here who don't like what we're saying, they can settle with me. I suppose that remark was meant for me, Devlin.
That's right.
Oh, please don't have any
trouble. There will be no trouble, senorita. This coyote Devlin knows better than to try to draw. Also, he knows better than to start a fist fight.
Nobody said anything to you.
But I'm saying something to you, hombre. I don't like those who threaten women.
That means Cisco not like you, hombre.
Come on, Devlin. I've said all I need to. Just be sure your brother gets that message, Miss Marion.
And you, Cisco. Keep out of my way.
What are they going to do, Cisco?
They're going to try to stop your brother's gang from putting down any more rails. That much is clear. I believe you said Senor Jim's crew is working about a mile east of the gorge.
Yes.
Finish your meal, Pancho. We are riding to the gorge at once.
Come on, boys. Keep driving. Don't let down now. Bring up some more of that iron. Come on, bring it up. That's the stuff. Get your backs in it. Let's lick that other road to a frazzle. 5 more minutes to quitting time. Keep going, boys. Keep going. Whoa, what do you know? The Cisco kid and Pancho.
And Pancho. All the time and Pancho.
What a study, Senor Jim. You're a busy crew here.
Yeah, they do all right. Shake, Cisco.
With pleasure, senor.
Shake, Pancho.
Yeah, Pancho shake, Senor Jim. When Pancho laugh, Pancho shake all over, no?
you haven't changed a bit in 2 years either, have you? Hey, have you seen Sis?
See, we stopped at the cafe. We rode out here, Senor Jim, to tell you of hired gunmen who have come to town.
hired gunmen.
See, and bad ones, too. Mickey Devlin and his gang.
And they talk with a lawyer. What his name, Cisco?
Brief Kenzie.
Brief Kenzie. Oh, that buzzard. I wouldn't trust him no farther than I could throw him.
Those gunmen are here to stop your crew from working, Señor Jim.
So the other road can beat us to the gorge, huh?
See?
Yeah, I've been expecting it. But they won't stop us, Cisco. Nothing can stop us.
You have courage, young señor. It's also good to have wisdom along with the courage.
They get you first, Señor Jim.
You mean they'll try to?
Pancho is right. Unless you are careful, they will get you. No, it is none of my business, Señor Jim, but...
Go right ahead, Cisco.
But if I were you, I would have armed guards stay out here tonight.
I keep one man here anyway. He's enough to face down those sidewinders.
I do not think so. However, that is your affair. Also, when you stop work and come to town, you had better take the trail up over the bluff instead of going in by the main road.
See, that'd be a wise thing to do, young señor.
Maybe, but not for me and my crew. I got the toughest outfit west of the Mississippi, Cisco. They don't backwater for anybody.
Even the toughest outfit can do little against the bullets from ambush.
Well, thanks for the warning. But we'll go in the road as we always do. Come on, boys. Only a couple minutes left. Let me see your work.
Young senior, that wise, Cisco.
That is sometimes the way of youth, Chico.
What do we do now?
We'll ride back to town by the bluff trail and come up behind that ambush.
But, Cisco...
Well?
Leave Kenzie hombre safe with the señorita to tell Señor Jim when he gets to the cafe.
Pancho, Reeve Kenzie has hired a gang of killers.
Uh-huh.
He can no more hold them back from killing than he can hold back a locomotive.
Locomotive.
Let us go, quickly.
Here's a good place, right here at the top of the hill. Whoa.
Oh, this just isn't the way I'd planned it, Devlin.
This is the way it's gonna be. You boys take cover on each side of the road.
What's your idea, Devlin?
When that construction gang comes up this hill, we'll stop them. You can do the talking, Kenzie. Tell them they either give their words to quit working right away, or we open fire on them.
You seem to have taken over.
Yeah, I sure have. Them boys of mine are spoiling for action.
Well, maybe this is the best way after all.
Get ready now, boys. Here they come. And you better have them guns of yours out of their holsters.
Oh, they have a hole.
Meantime, Cisco.
Here, Miko. I wanted to get here just as the full attention of those killers was centered on the crew.
You walk up to where the killers are, no?
Si. Uh-huh. Make no more noise than you can help, Pancho.
Pancho, not make no noise, Cisco. Pancho, not sneeze, not stumble, not nothing.
I'll see that you do not.
Uh-huh.
There are Devlin and Reeve Kenzie standing by the side of the road. And there are the four others behind trees at the roadside.
Uh-huh.
All right, Pancho, you stay here.
But Pancho, go with Cisco.
I said stay here, Cisco. Draw your guns. Keep those four hombres covered.
Yeah, keep the hombres covered.
I am going to talk with Devlin and Kenzie.
All right, that's near enough.
What do you mean near enough? Get out of my way.
Come any closer and you'll stop.
Un momento, señor Jim. Keep your men where they are.
Cisco, you better keep out of this, Cisco.
If just one shot is fired, Devlin, you will deal with me. And if your killers try to fire at me, mi compañero has them covered. Come on, señor Jim. The way is clear.
Oh, no, it ain't.
Look out, Cisco. Any Montana drop? Bueno, how'd you like the gun shot out your hand, Montana?
By thunder, I'll get you myself, Cisco, with my fist.
Hey, you, Montana, get into this. And the rest of you.
You want to fight, I will oblige you.
Come on, boys. Let's run those gunmen out of town.
That's last, the Cisco kid. I'll show him.
Cisco, we can't even draw the gun.
Yes, and I'm going to use it.
Cisco! Cisco, shut down! Cisco!
And Cisco lies motionless on the ground as the fight rages over him. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Dynamite in the Gorge. Arriving in Canyon City, Cisco and Pancho found a construction race going on between two railroads. The one reaching the gorge first to have the right of way through it. They also found that one Reef Kenzie, lawyer, representing one of the roads, had hired a gang of killers to stop construction work on the rival road. And finally, they learned that young Jim Denny, their friend, was construction boss of the crew opposed by the killers, who set an ambush for the crew as they were returning to town from work. A fight ensued. Reef Kenzie fired, and Cisco went down.
How?
Cisco! Cisco!
I'm all right, Pancho.
But Cisco fell down.
I dropped down on purpose when you called out to me. That's all I could do. The bullets missed me.
Bueno, Cisco, bueno. Pancho's heart go back down now.
Who fired those shots at me, Pancho?
Reef Kenzie, hombre. He over there, Cisco.
So, you would shoot a man in the back, would you, huh? You'll see about that. Put up your hands.
Cisco,
put up your hands, I said.
All right, if that's the way you want it.
It is just the way I want it. Any hombre who would shoot another in the back deserves a beating.
That big him, Cisco.
We got him on the run now, boys. Keep him going. Keep after him.
Ah, sure was a good fight, Cisco. Those gunmen have gone for good.
I'm afraid not, Senor Jim.
Sure they have. They won't come back and take another licking like that one.
Senor Jim, I'm going to tell you something. You have a great deal to learn about the ways of killers like Mickey Devlin. They will not go far. And when they come back, they will be twice as dangerous.
We wait till Kenzie gets here, Montana. He said if anything went wrong, to meet him here at his place on the outskirts of town. Yeah, this is him now. So the Cisco kid ain't nothing to worry about, hey, Kenzie?
I'll take care of him. Don't think I won't.
You better take care of that eye of yours first. Sure is the biggest shiner I ever saw.
No man living can beat me that way.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
The first thing we're going to do is to get some dynamite out of the store.
But I thought you
I've changed my mind. I never really wanted to kill anybody before, Devlin, or destroy property, not for myself. But I do now. I'm going to start off by blowing that railroad so high the pieces will hang on the moon. Meanwhile, you'll kill that guard, that night guard. And then we're going after that Cisco kid and fill him full of lead. Come on, let's go.
Back at the cafe, Cisco. We go in?
No, I do not want to go back in there, Pancho. I cannot seem to make young Senor Jim realize the danger he and his men are in.
They celebrate, Cisco.
See? I can understand why they would want to. They've worked long and hard. But at such a time as this, I...
The senorita called you, Cisco.
See, she's at the back door of the cafe. See, senorita?
Did you find Reed Kenzie's house?
We followed your directions and found the place.
Nobody there, senorita. Place was dark.
Oh? Well, then maybe it's as Jim thinks and those men have left town.
No, senorita, I'm afraid not.
Well, I tried to talk to Jim and tell him I thought you were right, but he's so happy about the work his crew has done and the fact that they're so near the gorge that he just won't listen to me.
I understand, senorita. Pancho and I will keep walking around the town to see what is happening.
We keep the eyes open, senorita.
I'm sure you will. And I can't tell you how relieved I am because you're both here.
We are glad to do what we can, of course. Well, let us be going, Pancho.
Leave us go, Cisco.
I'll keep after Jim.
It can do no harm, senorita. Those banditos seem to have dropped out of sight, Pancho.
Yeah, they're not far away, Cisco.
Wait. Someone is over there by the store, Pancho.
Oh, I can see shadows moving in the moonlight, Cisco.
They are at the back of the store.
Yeah. Just come out the window, too.
Now get on your horses and let's get out there quick.
Come on, boys. Get up.
Those hombres robbed the store, Cisco.
No, I do not think that is why they went in there. I doubt that Reef Kenzie would rob a store. Pancho, I have it.
What you got?
Follow me.
Huh?
I should have thought of that before. Senor Jim!
Hey, come in and join us, Cisco.
Turn your men out at once, Senor Jim. Those hombres have started for your railroad with dynamite.
Huh?
I am certain of it. There is not 1 second to waste. Turn them out at once. Andale!
Any more, sir, Kenzie?
Yes. Just around the next bend in the road.
Yeah.
Remember, Devlin, shoot down the guard. Don't ask any questions.
Don't worry, I won't.
And if there's more than one guard, shoot them all down.
Yeah.
We're going to stop construction of this railroad if we have to kill every man in this town.
Now you're talking. Get your guns ready, boys.
There's the job.
Hey, who are you, Galoots, and what do you want?
We'll show you what we want. Get him, boys. That takes care of him.
I'll get that dynamite set.
Hey, wait a minute. Here come some riders.
Kill them. Kill everybody that shows up.
Hold up. It's a Cisco Kid.
Get him, Devlin.
Well, they stopped over there among the trees.
Get your hands up, Obris.
All of you.
That means you and you and you.
Come on, where we can get a look at you, Cisco.
Get those hands up, Devlin, and the rest of you.
Take your hands up, Cisco.
Keep them there. You, Kenzie, put down that dynamite. Put it down carefully.
You don't dare fire at me, Cisco. You don't dare.
You walk backwards to the horse, Cisco.
Kenzie!
Go ahead and fire. I dare you to. Go ahead.
Father Mayor, the man is out of his mind.
I'm going back to town. I'm taking this dynamite with me. Those men are all in that cafe. I'll get them there. Get it!
Santo, he blew up the cafe, Cisco.
You banderos. Unfasten your gun belts. Drop them on the ground, quickly. I'm not going to fool with you for 1 second.
Better do as he says, boys.
Kenzie, take this short trail, Cisco.
Where are those gunmen, Cisco?
Senor Jim, you got here just in time. Take over. Keep these hombres prisoners. Come, Pancho. Easy, Diablo.
Come here, Diablo.
Hold over there now. Kenzie, get the head start, Cisco.
But we had the better horses, Pancho. Hop, Diablo.
Hold over, go. All the hombres inside the cafe now, Cisco.
But the senorita is there. We must stop that madman before he reaches the cafe, Pancho. Faster, Diablo. Here, guy.
Faster, Lolo. There, Kenzie, head, Cisco. He just turned into the street.
The only way to stop him is to drag him from his horse.
But the dynamite, Cisco. He carried with him, no?
There is no other way to stop him. Hook ya! Alongside Diablo. Come on, ya!
Get back away from me, Cisco, and the dynamite will go.
Cannot kill me any deader than it kills you, hombre.
Get away!
Into him, Diablo. Now! Come down off that horse.
Kenzie, nothing.
I'll kill you, Cisco. I'll set off this dynamite.
You will do nothing of the kind. Omri, you are through. Right now.
He not explode then either.
Pancho, bring some rope over here.
Cisco, Pancho, bring the rope. The Pancho, look through the hombre's pockets first, Cisco. Look, Cisco. Two sticks dynamite in his pockets.
Hey, Pancho.
And look, in this pocket, Cisco, three sticks dynamite.
Say, Pancho.
And four more sticks dynamite in this pocket. And still, Cisco drag the hombre from the horse and go bump on the ground.
Yeah, was a risk, amigo.
Pancho, tie the hombre a little later, Cisco. Right now, Pancho, sit down.
9 sticks of dynamite in his pockets. Pancho, move over. I think I will sit down, too.
There's no doubt about it, Cisco. You saved the railroad. And you saved Jim's job.
I hope your brother has learned a lesson, Senorita.
Oh, he has, Cisco. He's so ashamed of himself, he doesn't dare to look you in the face.
He does not need to go quite that far. But next time, when he comes up against hombres like Kenzie and Devlin, he will know how to act.
Yes, and I learned something, too, Cisco.
See?
Yes, I learned something about myself.
It is always well to learn about oneself, Senorita. Tell me, what did you learn?
Well, I learned that I like you very much.
Oh, gracias. I like you very much, too.
Oh, I'm not exactly in love with you, Cisco. Not exactly. It's just that
what?
Oh, I may as well say it. Just that I want to kiss you, Cisco. And what's more, I'm going to kiss you. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Si, Pancho.
Senor Jim's railroad win the race, no?
Si, Pancho, and Senor Jim is going to get a very fine job out of it.
It's good. But Pancho not want to get a fine job.
What do you want to do, amigo?
Oh, Pancho just want to ride around with Cisco.
Is that all you want to do, Pancho?
Maybe not all.
What else would you like to do?
Eat some more food what Big Maria cook.
Oh, eat some more food that Big Maria cooks, eh?
Yeah.
Is Big Maria a good cook, Chico?
Well, sometimes a good cook, sometimes no.
Well, when is she not a good cook?
She's not a good cook when she go by the cookbook, Cisco.
Well, how's that?
She do just what the cookbook says.
But I should think that would make Big Maria better cook, Pancho.
And the last time Pancho was Big Maria's, Big Maria make a frosting for cake.
Frosting for a cake, see?
And the cookbook say, bring to a boil on the fire, then beat it for 10 minutes.
See?
So Big Maria bring the frosting to a boil, then she beat it for 10 minutes.
See?
And when she come back, the frosting all boiled away.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, she's so...
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.